Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yilchas HaMebeis. We're holding on Yilchas HaMebeis by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, Noitin Liyadayim L'chulun L'maiser, U'l'truma, a person has to wash his hands, Stam Yadayim Chazawar Geyser, that there's Tumah, like a Sheni L'tumma. So a person has to wash his hands for Chulun, Maiser, and Truma. U'l'kaydash Matbilin, for Kachem he has to dip his hands into a mikvah. U'l'chatas, and Nitma Kliyadav, Nitma Kufay, and when it comes to Mechatas, the ashes, the waters of the Paraduma, so then there's no such thing as just a person's hand becoming stame. If he has stame daim that are tame, his whole body is tame, he needs to dip his whole body into a mikvah. Tava l'chulin, huchzut l'chulin, asal l'maiser. If a person went to the mikvah to eat chulin, so he had in mind chulin, so then the halacha is that level of shmira does not work for maiser. He's still considered tame with regards to maiser. Tava l'maiser, huchzut l'maiser, asal l'truma. Same thing, if he went to the mikvah for maiser, he's asa for truma. Tava l'truma, huchzut l'truma, asal l'kaidesh. If he went to the mikvah for truma, he's asa in kachem. Tava l'kaidesh, huchzut l'kaidesh, asal l'chatos. If he went for kachem, he's asa to touch the mechatos. Tava l'chamer, mutu l'kal. If he went to the mikvah for something more chamer, so then of course, Kolshikin is mutter for anything that's more kal. Tava v'loy hochza kilu loy tava. If he went to the mikvah without having anything in mind, so then his tefillah is not considered a valid tefillah. Another halacha is that big day ama aretz midras leprushin. The clothing of an ama aretz, there's a chazaka, they have to be presumed to be tameh, at least midrabanan, they have to be presumed to be tameh when it comes to prushin, people who eat chulin b'tahara. Big day prushin midras leichle truma, even those people's clothing is considered midras tameh for those that eat truma. Big day leichle truma, midras lekaidish, big day kaidish, midras lechatas, again all the different levels that we said before. Yaisi ben Yezer, your chasid shabikuhuna, Yaisi ben Yezer was a chasid amongst the kehanim, but he only ate truma, and therefore, vaisa mitpachtoi midras lekaidish, his clothing was considered tameh when they came to catch him. Yoichna bet Gudgada, who is not a kayin, so Yoichal Taras HaKadosh, but still he ate his chulin with the same tahara level of someone who eats kachim, and Kol Yamav, that's how he ate his food, and therefore, Vaisamit Pachtai Midras Lechatos, his clothing was considered tame only with regards to the Mechatos. Now says the Gemara, Chulun and Maiser Mibayin and Tilas Adayim, is that really true that Chulun and Maiser require an Atilas Adayim? Or many, I'll ask Gastira, the Mishnah Bikurim says, Hachumma Vabikurim, Chayavin Alein Misa Vachaymesh, if a person eats Truma or Bikurim, so he's chayv misa in the chaymesh. If he eats a bemezid, he's chayv misa. B'shoigig, he has to pay it back and add a fifth. V'asal azarim, there's a law for a zar, for a non-kayin to eat them. V'enich say kayin, they're considered the property of a kayin if he uses it to marry a woman. V'oilin bechad umeya, they're only bottled in 101. U'tu'unin netila sedayim. Truma and Bikurim require Netilas Adayim before a person eats it. The hair of Shemesh, and he needs to, if he goes to the mikvah, he needs to wait until nightfall. Hare'ilu b'Truma Bikurim, Mashayin came b'Maiser. These are only b'Truma Bikurim, but they are not true when it comes to Maiser. Now, v'kol shekein b'chulin. So what do you see? That Maiser and Chulin do not require Netilas Adayim. Only Truma and Bikurim do, but not Maiser and Chulin. So Kasha Maiser and Maiser, Kasha Chulin and Chulin. This is not like our Mishnah said, both about Chulin and Maiser, that they do require Netilas Adayim. So now, Bishlama Maiser, Maiser, like Kasha. I could get out of the stira with regards to Meiser. I'll say Harameir HaRabbanan. That's Machlaikas, Harameir HaRabbanan, whether or not Meiser requires the Tilas Adayim. But now we learned in the Mishnah that Kol Aton Bias Mayim Adivrei Seifrim, anything that requires a person to go into the mikvah. Midrabbanan, so something like Stam Yadayim, that there's only a Tchi of Tahara Midrabbanan, they're Sheini Lutama. So therefore, Mitame Esa Kaidesh, it's Mitame Kaidesh, it makes into a Shlishi, which could then go ahead and make a Ravi. Upaisil Asa Truma, it passes Truma, meaning it makes it into a shlishi. There's no revi'i by truma. Umutar l'chulun u'maiser, different mayor, and they're mutar by chulun u'maiser. That's the sheet of a mayor that there's no requirement of netilas yadayim. They say that no, it is also when it comes to maiser, meaning there's a machlekes rameir and the chachamim. Is there a chiyav netilas yadayim by maiser? Rameir says there's no chiyav, and chachamim say that there is a chiyav. So that's how we could get out of this tier with maiser. Our Mishnah says that you need netilah is going to feel the chachamim. The Mishnah Bikurim is going like Rameir. So that's all great. However, says the Gemara, Elachulin, Achulin Kasha, but we're still going to be left with the stira of Elachulin. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Bachila, Kam Benegia. I'll tell you that Aramish is talking about eating. That's when Chulin needs Netilas Adayim. The Mishnah Bikurim is talking about touching. Touching Chulin does not require Netilas Adayim. However, the Gemara proves that that's not true. Maskev Rashimi Barashi, that Adkan Lopligi Rabbana Leder Rameir, Elabachila, the Meiser. The Homachlaikas Rameir and the Chachamim was about eating Meiser. Avo Benegia the Meiser. When it comes to touching Meiser. Uba Achila de Chulin, when it comes to eating Chulin, Lai Pligi, everybody agrees that there's no Chiv of Netilas Adayim. Everybody agrees. So how can you tell me that our Mishnah is talking about Achila? It's not going to help you. Even Rameir, even the Chachamim, everybody agrees that Chulin does not require, even eating Chulin does not require Netilas Adayim. So says the Gemara, new tarets, the whole stira. I'll tell you all the Mishnayos are talking about eating. Our Mishnah is talking about eating bread. Chazal were only misake and achiv natila when it comes to eating bread. The Mishnah Bikurim, or the Chachamim, they're talking about eating fruits. When it comes to eating fruits, so then there's no chiv of natila sidayim when it comes to chulin. By Meiser, achil de peri is machlaikis, but by chulin, then there's vada, no chiv natila sidayim. Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman taught us that Kol Anaitu Yadav LePeres, there is a Megase Aruach. He's even considered like a Baal Gaiva because Chazal didn't require Netilas Yadayim in that case, and therefore for a person to wash his hands, it's considered haughtiness. So that's how we'll answer the Stira. Our Mishnah is talking about eating bread. That's why there's a Chiyav Netilas Yadayim, and the Mishnah Mikurim is talking about eating fruits, which is why there's no Chiyav of Netilas Yadayim.